Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. God has given us another blessed day to do His work and to live and thrive. You know, the work of God is good. Some years back, I saw many ministers endeavoring to be the next great man of God. And I love ministry. I love doing the work of God. But it's so much to do that sometimes people get lost in the work. And they get burnt out. They feel overwhelmed. And it's not fun anymore. But remember, God is dealing with the heart. His work is in the heart. That's why he works in us. That's why His word works in the heart. The mind is good to cooperate. If we renew our mind, it'll cooperate with the heart. The Lord wants to, I saw that that was a problem. God's greatest challenge on earth is the will of man. Men being willing to obey Him. You know, Isaiah talked about willing obedience. And then sometimes it's hard to find people that's willing and obedient. Sometimes people are willing, but they look at the circumstances and they're not obedient. And sometimes people are obedient, but they do it grudgingly. But when there's both, there's great joy. And to keep that great joy from getting lost, you have to look at Him. I believe in enjoying my relationship with the Lord and then ministry will happen. My relationship with Him is always first. And then my ministry will happen. Even my family will happen. If I can stay connected to the Lord, I can do the most impossible things. Now you'll see this pattern all throughout the Word of God. Whenever God told people what to do, if they did something different, they had a lot of unnecessary trouble. You know, in the first battles of Canaan land, in the days of the judges, after Joshua was dead, now the nation of Israel prayed and asked the Lord who should go up first. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. And they didn't listen. Israel went up and they lost. They lost a lot of men to Benjamin. When they were avenging Benjamin. When they had the battle with the tribe of Benjamin. And then they did it again. And the third time they won, but it was a great cost. Because they would not listen to the guidance of God. Every time people get to where they won't listen to the guidance of God, they sink. Now, there was a man named Peter that actually walked on water. And he walked on water for quite a while. Because he saw Jesus walking on the water. He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me to come. And Jesus said, come. And he got out of the boat and walked on the water. Now, Jesus was far away enough, he couldn't recognize him. Because he had to ask, if it be you, bid me to come. And when he stopped looking at Jesus, he started looking at the waves. And he began to sink. And then Jesus grabbed him by the hand. Now, if Jesus was close enough to grab him by the hand, he had walked quite a while on the water. This true story shows us something. When we see Him in His presence, I feel like I can do anything. When I'm looking at Him, when I'm observing God through His word, I'm in faith. I'm taking Him at His word by faith. No matter what happened, I regard the word. When Jesus was in the wilderness, and Satan came to tempt Him, Satan used his trickery to try to tempt Jesus into sinning. He knew he was hungry, so he said, if you be the Son of God, turn this stone into bread. Jesus said, man don't live by bread alone. He was looking at the Lord. He was looking at God. He regarded the word of God. In all three cases, he quoted the word of God. And Satan lost the fight. The only way to win against Satan, you can't agree with him on nothing. Because whatever you agree with him on, that's where he'll start his destruction in your life. As long as I pay attention to the Lord, I pay attention and I watch and I can see. And I can sense when things are forming. And when the Lord give me an assignment, I go into warfare mode. In the Sunday school class, the Lord had me talking about, if you're a preacher, you also got to be a warrior. Because as soon as the Lord give me something to do, I know the enemy has a plan against him. And I make sure he can't use it. By saying with my mouth, Satan, all of your plan against my life and against my work is dead. You can't use it. You can't use it nowhere. You can't use people against me. You can't use angels. You can't use demons against me. Nothing. All of your power, I command it to be dormant against me. You can't do, and I protect the work of God. Then I fan the flames of that fire in my heart. The charge of God's word, I make it greater. It may start out as a flame, but I make sure it's like a torch. It's not going to easily go out. And I confess, I bless the work of God in my life and in my heart. And I dedicate my heart so that I'll remain willing. Remember, you're not strong enough unless you can withstand your greatest challenge. And at your weakest moment, if you can stand, you're strong enough to continue. And people are not going to see what you see when God gives you something to do, because it would be unique. He will give you something that's never been done before for great reasons. And if you can trust him, you can win. If the Lord build the house, it's going to work. And he can do a great work through you, through me, and anybody who will take him at his word. And I don't say these things lightly, because God is mightily moving by his spirit. And I desire to do his work. Jesus said, my meat is to do the work of God. His greatest desire was to do God's work. He wanted to do the will of his Father, and I do too. Now, the work is going to happen. Nothing can stop it. As long as I look at him, I'll do the greater things. I'll make the better choices. I'll govern my life by his word. And it'll work. I don't have to struggle. See, the anointing is sweatless, selfless all by itself. It's sweatless. You don't. When I operate under the anointing, he's giving me what to say. I'm just talking. Or doing whatever he gave me to do, laying hands or whatever. But the work side, the faith side of it. See, faith always has a work side. Sometimes Jesus did the works, such as healing. You don't really have to do any work, because Jesus did the work of healing. You just laying hands and you're praying. You may be encouraging. You may build people up with the word so that they can receive and hold on to the healing God gives them. But Jesus did the real work side of it. He did the heavy lifting. Now, when it comes to the financial side, I may have to do some work and earn some money to pay for the financial side of the ministry. And that takes time. And that came with the assignment. Well, preacher, other preachers don't pay for their own expenses. They get donations. That's good. I do too. If people give them, There's one blessed lady that that sends in $100 every month, and I thank God for it. And it really helps. One lady. And the rest I have to come up with. And sometimes I'm tired, but I just dig deep and keep going. Why? Because I know what the anointing can do. I know what anointed speech can do. A lot of ministries have their message have been watered down because they're trying to please the donators. And I don't. And people say sometimes, why don't you just do a 1 minute advertising and we'll pay some of the cost to go on the radio. You might not want to do that. I can be so controversial. But anyway, I don't have time to do all that. I don't have it's a 15-minute radio broadcast. And I use all of that time to do God's work. And I let people know about the website. Anything we're doing at church and people need to know, I do announcements like that, but that's it. I don't even advertise my own business. I talk about things that the Lord have helped me with in business, but I don't advertise the business because it takes time away from people need the word of God. And that's just the way it's structured. So I'm not an advertiser. I'm a preacher. And if people want to help, they can help. And I really don't want money from anybody. Did you know the Lord don't take money from everybody? Even if you are a Christian and you want to pay tithes, if you got strife in your heart, he wants you to go get that right before you come giving something to him. He wants you to leave the offering, because you should pay tithes and offerings. He wants you to leave it at the altar. Just hold on to it. Wait. And go get it right with your sister, brother, whoever angered you. And get it right. And then come give him an offering. The king of Sodom wanted to give Abraham a lot of money, because he helped him win against Chedorlaomer, the king of nations. But Abraham said, I lifted my hands to the Lord. I won't receive anything from you, because you'll say you made me rich. And sometimes people give you things with strings attached. I don't want money like that. If they believe in what I'm doing, fine. If not, keep it. Preacher, that's a mean attitude. That's the truth. When Saul was ordered to kill the Amalekites, the Lord instructed him to kill all of them, even the children, even the animals, and don't take anything from that land. Not even their possessions. It was supposed to be burned. Why? Because your works become part of your life. And he wanted all traces of that evil nation gone. Because they lended themselves to Satan. They became a satanic stronghold against Israel. And they were all dedicated to wiping out Israel. So if people believe in the work and they love God, fine. I welcome donations then. And some people say, you know, they try to control what you preach. No, you keep that. I don't need it. Me and God will do this. I do it the way I have to do it. That's the kind of dedication you have to have towards the work of God. You have to keep the enemy at bay. And sometimes you can't take money from anybody. And I mean it too. I don't want money from anybody. Only if they love God and they believe in the work. Yeah. Because then I can do more. And it costs money. You have to pay bills to do to people, you know. I have the vision to do this. This is my assignment. So the people that don't have that, I have to pay them. And I thank God for all, you know, you have to buy material, you have to buy CDs, everything. Paperwork. And I love the assignment God gave me, and I dedicated my life to it. I'm going to do this as long as I can do this. Every opportunity God give me, I'm going to take it and use it. And if I feel weak, I got the spirit of might that can rise up and give me strength and courage. Whatever I need, I can get it from the Lord and continue. But you have to look at Him. Don't concern yourself with how it's going to work. That's not your business. It's really not. If God give you an assignment, do it by your faith. Look at Him, and every opportunity He give you, use it to your advantage. If He gave you health and strength and you have an ability to do something, then use it for the kingdom of God. If He give you a message, you need a vehicle to minister that message. So go before the Lord and ask Him how you do it. And He'll show you your role. If you copy somebody else, it's not going to... You have to get that kind of information from Him. If He build the house, it will stand. I have a website called livingletterministries.com. That's the first website. I started that website when I first started the radio broadcast. And then I found out I could put the radio audible files on that website. So it's got a lot of files from the old days, from when I first started the radio broadcast. Every radio broadcast is not on there, but many of them are for years. And it's a blessed site. But Yahoo didn't, they didn't upgrade the way that their system works. And when my old computer went out, I couldn't access the site anymore. And in all fairness to them, I tried to upload too many files at one time and it jammed. And I couldn't do it. It's stuck. That site is stuck. I got things I really want to change and make better on there, but it's stuck and I can't. Unless I find an old computer with Windows XP and then do it, but otherwise it's stuck. So I had to do something about it, and I prayed to the Lord and I asked Him what, my best options. I bought a new computer and I tried to work the site and couldn't do it. And some time went by, and the Lord gave me one day during praise and worship, right after praise and worship, He gave me my website, newlivingletters.com. And the website address is shorter. It just came up in my spirit, newlivingletters.com. So when I called GoDaddy, I was at my brother-in-law's house, the Super Bowl was on, and I pulled it up, and he helped me set it up. And he helped me set the first one up. And then when I did the search that Monday, that was Sunday night. The Monday night I did the search, I had to make sure that nobody else had that link, that website link, and nobody had it in the world but me. And then I told them what kind of site I needed. And they actually I had to redo the whole thing because the kind of website I needed required a lot more space. And it costed more. And I paid for 3 years, and then I paid for a year, and I'm gonna pay for, it's got so much on it, I'm gonna pay it ahead of time. Because it'll take me years to get all this stuff back on. And I thank God for His handiwork. And this is a vehicle that the Lord has given me to help aid me in my ministry. Now, whatever you do, God will give, He'll set it up. He know what He wants you to do. You're going to have to trust Him. And it can be something totally different. And it'll be handy. It'll be useful. And the Lord will tell you the details, and you'll get excited about them. And some of the details you're just going to have to hold to yourself. You can't tell everybody everything God tells you. because the enemy will work against it. And you'll find out what I'm talking about. But whatever God give you to do, do it His way. But don't look at the ministry. The ministry will take, if you look at Jesus, you'll walk on water. If you look at Jesus, you'll do the work of the ministry. If you keep your eyes on Him, you'll be fine. And it'll work against all odds. It'll work when you seem to be at the disadvantage. And there's more enemies against you than those that are with you. But remember, we can put thousands of demons to flight. It's not a problem. The problem, the greater challenge is remaining willing and obedient. A surrendered life is the most dangerous life to Satan. If you submit yourself to the Lord, if you surrender to His will, and if you dedicate yourself to do His will, it's easy to dominate Satan. The word says, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will be glad to run away. And the Lord will the Lord taught me how to fight him. That was something else I mentioned briefly yesterday in the Sunday school class. He taught me Satan. I learned a lot about fighting Satan from Satan. From doing warfare, I saw how he do things. I studied Job, how he set Job up. He uses distractions. That's why you can't look at the ministry. You can't look at the people. It's not by might, nor is it by power. You can't look at yourself. You have to look at Him. You have to look at Jesus Christ. You have to look to the Holy Spirit. You have to see the Father in His words. Then, it's easy. And it's wonderful. I enjoy the whole process of ministry. I enjoy the whole process of life itself. Goliath is no threat. The challenges that you face in this world, in this life, they're nothing. They're like vapor and smoke when it comes to when you stand in the Lord's presence. We can do all things through Christ, and nothing's impossible as we trust Him. Your joy in the Lord is your strength. And when you take time with Him and seek Him and talk to Him, get a firm understanding, that makes the difference every time. And then you're going to ask Him questions about why did it go this way, and He's going to answer you. And it's going to make so much sense, and you're going to be so glad. Following God is fun. Looking unto the Lord is fun. You're going to love it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, God loves you, and Jesus truly is our Lord.